This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An event happening Sunday at the Douglas County YMCA in Roseburg. It's out in the parking lot. Umpqua Transportation Electrification Team with an electric car show and ride. And David Reekin, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to be here. Yes, we have an electric car show on Sunday, and we will have all types and models of electric vehicles, all the way from a Tesla Cybertruck and a GMC Hummer EV on the big side, and down to Kia vehicles and my Chevy Spark EV on the low side.
And it's interesting to watch the evolution of this. You've kind of got a background with a unique perspective.
I have some decades of experience with General Motors, and my last 10 years was all about electric cars, mainly in China, actually.
And what interests you about electric vehicles?
Well, I guess the big selling point is the cost per mile is very low. So my electric vehicle, it only costs me 3 cents per mile, and my efficient four-cylinder gas engine car costs about 15 cents a mile. So the low cost per mile and no oil change are the big attractions.
Now, EVs have been evolving. Sometimes people wonder if they've been evolving too fast. What do you think?
Well, I mean, actually, part of the story is 120 years ago, 33% of all vehicles on the road were electric. 120 years ago.
Wow. Now, that I've not heard before. There wasn't even electricity everywhere 120 years ago. How did all that work?
As soon as the electric starter motor came along in the teens, then suddenly gas became a lot more popular because you didn't have to crank them.
Ah, okay. Wow. That's interesting to see how that has gone. What are some of the things that people will learn if they come out to this event on Sunday?
Well, number one, they'll see a wide variety of electric vehicles. The Chitka Pest Control has commercial vehicles that are Ford F-150 Lightning electric vehicles. They'll learn about prices, they'll learn about rebates, tax credits, how they work, how to charge them. They'll also learn from the owners, like me, the good, the bad, and the ugly aspects of electric vehicles. They're mostly good.
Now, how long have you had your Chevrolet Spark?
I think it's 5 years now.
And how did you end up picking that one?
We didn't need anything large or expensive, so I bought one that was just coming off a 3-year lease, so I bought it used.
Because the Spark is like a subcompact, right? Or compact,
yes.
At least?
Yeah, it's compact. It will hold 4 people comfortably.
And now you mentioned I have seen the Tesla truck around town, which looks like it should be in a movie. You know, it's one of the most unique vehicles, and I actually see it out a lot. I don't know if there's more than one around. I wasn't aware of some of the bigger ones that you mentioned.
Yes, we will have a Tesla Cybertruck, and they are large vehicles, stainless steel bodies, and also Clint Newell will bring a GMC Hummer EV. So that's another vehicle on the very large side.
Wow. And now talk about batteries for EVs. What can people learn about that?
Well, they can learn the most important thing is how to charge them, where to charge them. Most people will be able to charge them at home easily, in my opinion, because about 85% of people only drive their electric vehicles 35 miles or less. So you can easily charge it at home. You don't need an expensive charger to do that.
And what are some of the, you've got a lot of different organizations that are going to be part of this, right?
Well, actually, our main organization and sponsor is Pacific Power. And so they'll be also paying for the food. We'll have the Relished Dog food truck there. And people that register in our information tent will be able to get a free hot dog.
Interesting. So it's 11 to 4 in the parking lot of the Y. I suppose there's not really any guess at what percentage of vehicles in Douglas County are electric so far.
No, actually, I don't have a very good idea, but it's probably 3 or 4%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
But it definitely seems to be growing. I mean, for the average person, I mean, the Tesla is the one you most commonly see. And I think there's some vehicles like yours that not everybody realizes is electric.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about, you come from an engineering background in this, and you were working on this a long time ago. Has China already adopted more EVs?
Well, actually, in China produces and sells in China about half of all electric vehicles sold globally. So they're very serious about it, partly because it's difficult for China to import all the oil that they would need.
Okay, interesting. And so how early did China jump onto the EV trend?
Well, they were definitely not early. About 2012, they started, and their first vehicles weren't very good, but they've advanced very rapidly, especially the company called BYD.
Interesting. So your Umpqua Transportation Electrification Team, I mean, you've got this event. What other kinds of things are you guys involved in?
Generally, I would say education. So we'll put on events like this. We invite people to our monthly meetings. We have, of course, quite a few owners of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid vehicles. So it's basically an information sharing organization.
Now, you mentioned the plug-in hybrids. I know that some people are have ones that are, I may get this wrong, that are hybrid and electric. You've got both options?
Right. Generally, the plug-in hybrids, you do plug them in to recharge a small battery, and then that battery will take you 20, 30, or maybe 50 or 60 miles, and then the engine will partially recharge the battery, and then you continue to use the electric motor to propel the vehicle.
Interesting. And this is really evolving, pretty interesting for people. If they want to find out more about it, you guys have a Facebook page or event page?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page on Umpqua Transportation Electrification Team.
All right, people can find out more about that. Anything else people ought to know about the event on Sunday?
The main thing is the customers can ask questions of the owners. So, you know, it's not a pure sales pitch. They can talk about all aspects of owning and operating the vehicle.
All right, very good. David, thanks for coming in this morning. This should be an interesting event on Sunday.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 8:40 at the morning report.